boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Well, first off, let's talk about how I didn't even turn on
my... I was like, am I crazy over here? Something's not right on my end.
Okay, let's talk about my headphones were acting up, so I didn't even notice that our microphones weren't even on.
Okay, I did, but I was trying to subliminally be like,
You kept looking at me weird. I'm like, it's fine.
Because I couldn't hear you.
But my headphones were acting up, so I didn't even notice that our microphones weren't even on, because like they were being glitchy right now, and I couldn't even notice. It's fine, whatever.
Welcome to the show. It's 3 o'clock.
And I work in radio and didn't even know the first thing you do is turn your microphones on.
Okay, so you're going to need to start over.
Yeah, because you didn't hear what I said. I've been living in Cedar Rapids for 10 years and been doing radio for 9. Don't even know how to do that part. But I've been living in Cedar Rapids for 10 years. I've looked at the Alliant Energy building as much as I possibly can. One of my favorite things about driving home is that I'm on 380. I'll immediately look at the Alliant Energy building. I don't know who you are. Whoever gets to pick the colors, that's the coolest job ever. I hope your title is Alliant Energy Color Picker. I don't know.
It is pretty cool.
Whatever it is. But it's my favorite thing to look at. Last night, it was like Kansas City Chiefs colors. It was red and yellow. Now, they've done this before for like school colors or whatever. So that wasn't new. But I was the first time that I've noticed something new about the Alliant Energy building. And God, I hope this isn't like something they've been doing and I'm just now realizing. But the building's lights were moving.
Mm-hmm.
Have they always been doing this? I'm telling you, I always look at the Alliant Energy building every single night when I go home. How am I just now noticing that the Alliant Energy building's lights move? So the red and yellow lights were moving along the building. If that makes sense.
Like rotating.
Rotating is the best way to put it.
I don't know if this is new, to be honest with you.
I bet you they've probably been doing it, and I'm just now realizing it. But I swear to God, I look at the building every single night. So why am I just now noticing that the lights move? Were my glasses cleaner last night?
Maybe. That could be it.
Was my windshield cleaner? I mean, I did get the car washed earlier in the week, so there's that. I don't know. But I've never noticed that the lights rotate. It's cool. They should do this every single night.
I had no idea. I also don't drive that way, so maybe that's my excuse, is I don't
that get you don't to see it.
I get to see pictures of it all the time. But I don't know. I'm going to say maybe it's your glasses being cleaner.
My glasses being cleaner. And I finally got the car washed, so the windshield was actually clean. I can see
it. I'm going to need you to watch more often, though, and see if this is like a normal thing, or maybe there was a reason for it and we don't know why.
Well, I have no idea what would the reason be for it last night.
They were feeling spunky. I don't know.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Everybody's talking about
it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
It's already time to talk about Squid Game 3, which is crazy because
I've been waiting.
Squid Game 2 just came out. We all binged it in a day.
I'm waiting. Somebody's yelling in their car like, no, you haven't. I've been waiting.
Yeah, no kidding.
You stupid idiot. You've only been waiting for like a month. You just joined the bandwagon.
Yeah, you just caught up on everything. Well,
some people have been waiting since what, 2020?
Yeah, and I know a lot of people, I feel like the reviews were mixed on season 2. Some people liked it. Some people were like, you honestly just confused me more. We need answers.
And I need lots of answers. You going to solve some of these problems?
Well, no, not right now, but I can tell you when to expect them,
okay.
I suppose. So we have the official release date, June 27th.
Oh, thank God.
Which is the same date, I do believe, that they accidentally leaked. So we don't have to wait very long. Luckily, it'll be here before you know it. And they have put out, I know that they put out some like teasers at the end of season 2.
Hey, that's a Sunday. I was just trying to see if I needed to take some PTO or not, you know.
I'm glad you're planning ahead.
Maybe I should take Monday off, you know.
Just finish it all. I feel like I could finish it in one day. Now, we don't know how many episodes. It's been rumored that there's going to be 6. But that's
6
not,
hours.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying.
But it could be more. That has not been confirmed yet. So they've put out some new images of season three because they had the little teaser at the end of season two that had the two dolls, you know, the two red light, green
yes.
light.
Yes. What do we got?
So, I don't know if you've seen this. They put out the new, like, poster. Season one, it was a picture of the Squid Game game.
Yes. Yep, yep, yep.
Season two, it had the rainbow tracks from the six-legged race.
Okay.
You know, like, uh-huh. the rainbow stripes. Season three, same thing. It has, they always have a guard dragging an eliminated player. But it's on a floral background, which is interesting. And then you can see the shadows of the two, like, Jack and Jill style dolls.
I didn't even notice that until you just now pointed that out.
I didn't either until I saw somebody on TikTok talking about it. So we don't know what that means. It could mean that's the last game. It could mean nothing at all. I have no idea what the flowers mean.
Can we please just kill the front man already, for the love of God?
Well, they've put out some alternate images too. That's like the official poster for season three. Some other images are Ji-hoon, which is player number one, handcuffed to his bunk bed. No explanation there, but he has handcuffs and he is
player number one, and that's front man.
Oh, right? No, the main guy, sorry.
Okay, yeah, you tripped me up right there.
No, what is it,
I forget, he's the last
456?
Number.
456, that's what I meant, sorry.
No, you're good, you're free.
The main guy who we've been following the last two seasons. Player 456.
What is he? He's
handcuffed to his bed.
Why?
No explanation.
People want him to die.
I don't know.
Is this when they have to be starved to death again?
I don't know. There's also images of the front man with his mask back on, and there's images of him with his mask off. He's still in the, like, rest of his outfit, like the dark cape and stuff. Don't know what that means. The one that I saw blowing up on TikTok last night was his fellow player 456, the other people who had X's on them, meaning they wanted to stop the game, who did the riot, they're standing over a casket. So we're going to lose somebody.
Somebody meaningful.
Somebody probably
the
meaningful.
Grandma.
She's in the picture, I think.
Okay.
Like, you can see some of the players.
I just don't want grandma to die. I love her. She's not actually a grandma. She's technically the mom, but everybody always says she's grandma.
Well, I don't know.
I love her so much.
That's all I really have as far as
imagery.
Who else
is really meaningful?
You'll have to look at the picture yourself and see if anything comes to you. Because I saw people were zooming in the background and being like, okay, it's not that person because I see them back there. It's not that one.
Do you think it's front man?
No, I don't.
Oh.
I don't think it is. So you'll have to look at that.
Then it's 456.
He's not in the picture, but they showed that other one of him handcuffed to the bed. So who knows what that means? That's all I really have as far as season three goes. Now, the creator of the show has been saying, like, this is the end. I want to finish up 456's story. Like, you're going to get the final closure you've been waiting for. But he did tease the idea of spinoffs.
People have been talking about this, like, an American version and all this stuff.
Oh, no.
Can I be cast? Oh.
No. That's not what he's saying.
Oh.
He's saying spinoffs of different perspectives. So maybe we dive into more of the guards' stories.
Or the people, the rich people.
Maybe the VIPs. Maybe he said that between season one and season two in real life and in the show, there's 3 years that passed until the second games happened. He was saying maybe we could see what the front man was doing for those 3 years. Or the recruiter, the guy maybe who does the game.
Maybe we get the story of how it got created. That's what I want to know.
It might be that.
Maybe we pull a Star Wars.
It's going to be the end of the story for 456, or at least closure of that. But
I got it. I know who's in the casket.
Oh, no,
it's the brother. It's the brother of front man.
No, it's not.
Okay.
I think you're wrong.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
It was just a couple days ago. You were telling us that girls are taking videos on TikTok and then posting them of their guys, like their husbands, boyfriends, whatever, of them being like big babies when they're sick.
Mm-hmm. Saying it's the end is near.
Mm-hmm. And then they would post that video with Taps playing in the background.
Mm-hmm. Y'all pray for my husband. He's got an itch in his throat. And a temperature of 98.3.
The end is near.
Yes.
Neighbor man says that I was being just as dramatic last night and this morning.
I believe that.
Oh.
I do.
Because here's the thing. Yesterday, I texted him. I got home at, like, you know, we get home around, like, 7:10, 7:15 after the show. in not even like 10 to 15 minutes of being home, I just got smacked with like a migraine. And it was one that was right in the dead center between your two eyebrows. And it just felt like somebody was hammering right in my head is what it felt like. Mm-hmm. And so I texted him and I said, hey, got a horrible migraine coming on. I'm going to take a shower. I don't think it's going to fix it. And I'm probably not going to eat. If you see, I'm probably going to be passed out on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't see that text message. He comes home. I probably looked dead on the bed. And he's like, hello, are you okay? And I was like, no, I'm not okay. I got a migraine. Can you feed me?
You just said you weren't going to eat.
Well, I didn't want to feed myself. I'm sick, Taylor. I can't feed myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm got a migraine. So I made him make me macaroni with some salmon. And then I fed myself. I should make that clear. In the bed. And then I was like, well, I want dessert. So then I had to have him make me dessert.
Mm.
And then this morning I was like, oh, I still got a migraine. And then my back was hurting a little bit. And that's when he started to play taps for me. And he's like, I think you are just as dramatic as all the boys that Taylor was talking about in Turning with Taylor.
No, that's exactly right. That's exactly what I picture.
It's me.
Yeah. If you think you're dying that bad, but you have it in you to be like, I need dessert now, you're fine. My boyfriend Curly's toxic trait is that he thinks that even the smallest thing wrong calls for taking a sick day. Now, this kind of goes back to like what you were talking about earlier this week. We were talking about the TikTok trend of girls filming their guys being babies. When they're sick, saying it's the smallest tickle in the back of the throat and they think the end is near. He is one of those people. If I have never said that before, if he's sick, he's dying, basically is how it goes. Now, the issue is he puts that on to me because I'm the type of person that like I will put off being sick until it's smacking me in the face.
Yeah.
If I'm not feeling good, I'm going to ignore it until I'm like literally down bad. That's just what works for me. So I wasn't feeling great last night. I was like, my stomach kind of was hurting. I don't know. I just felt like gross. And we had dinner and I was feeling a little bit better after eating something. And he's like, you should take a sick day tomorrow. And I was like, well, I'm already feeling a little bit better. Well, you should just take it off and take it easy.
It could come back.
Yeah. I was like, well, I don't know. We'll see how I'm feeling in the morning because already I'm feeling all right. I took my temperature even and I was good. Woke up this morning and he was up moving around before I was. And he comes over and he's like, so are you going to take a sick day? And I was like, I actually feel completely fine. So no. Well, why not? He almost gets like mad when I don't take a sick day. He's like, you should just take it. They'll be okay without you there. And I'm like, well, I know that. Thank you. The world will keep spinning. I'm aware of that if I'm gone. But I don't like to waste a sick day for no reason. I just don't know. It's every time. Every time he is the biggest encourager and bad influence when it comes to taking a sick day.
Oh my God. I wish I could get Neighbor Man to be like that. I wish. Because I'll be like, oh man, I think I should take a sick day. Or like even when Mochi was sick the other day, remember when Mochi got really, really sick and I had to take that Monday off?
Yep.
He was telling me to come to work instead. He's like, Mochi will be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he was sick for like 12 plus hours, he was like, Mochi will be fine. I'm like, I don't think he will be. He talks me into going to work. He's like, I think you can handle it. You're fine. Strap on your big panties and you'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get him to convince me to not go to work. And I don't think I'll ever convince him to do the same. Like, there will be days he's, like, very ill. And I'm like, I think you should take the day off. He's like, no, they won't be good without me.
Nope.
And I'm like, I don't think you coughing all over them is a good idea.
Well, probably not. I thought I was getting bamboozled right when I walked in the door to work today.
Why is that?
Well, I was putting my lunch in the fridge and ran into our engineer, Kevin, who's always really great about being like, how's your day going?
Mm-hmm.
You know, small talk, kitchen talk, break room talk. But he turns to me and goes, so how's your Thursday going? And I go, hang on, wait, no, Kevin. No, don't do this to me. I thought he was trying to make me think that it was Thursday when it in fact is Friday. I go, Kevin, it's Friday. He goes, oh, well, how's your Friday going? And I'm like, well, Kevin, better now. I thought, what are you doing? I was so happy walking in this place being like, ooh, it's Friday to end the week. Going to end on a strong note. And then immediately to be like, is it though? Have I been wrong all week? Because those are the worst types of weeks mm-hmm. when you're thinking it's a day ahead that it actually uh-huh. is. But I think in turn, I ended up making his day. He had no idea that today is Friday.
Can you imagine? He just is like walking away being like, wait, is it Thursday or is it Friday?
Like, do I need to come in tomorrow?
Does he? You should have told him it was Thursday and he comes into work tomorrow.
That's a horrible prank. But it would be kind of funny.
Hey, engineers got to do what an engineer's got to do. You
honestly,
know what I'm saying? Keep us on the radio.
Are right about that.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
You know what job I think would be nice to be doing today?
What?
Either a mail person or a delivery person.
Ooh, UPS.
Yeah, those FedEx. People got to be so happy these last couple days with it not being snowy mm-hmm. and it's nice out. You know, they got those doors that can just be open all the time. That breeze coming in on a day like today.
Feels good.
I feel like I could be doing that.
Yeah, but you would quit the day that it actually gets cold.
Well, yes. I would not want to do it if it was slippery outside or if I had to, like, trudge through some snow uh-huh. to get to people's front doors.
Now, I don't know how much PTO they get, but I would use it wisely.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would be calling in sick or planning my PTO around the cold days.
Exactly.
Because I'm a baby. I don't know how you do it. I could never be you. Kudos to you.
We salute you.
100%. Mm. That's why I'm like, if I had that job, I would plan my PTO around the cold days.
I'm right there with you, but mm-hmm. today I'd have a little extra pep in my step.
I'd be like, you want me to do extra routes? I got you. I'll take somebody's route.
Yeah. Willingly, because it's nice out and the wind feels good.
When you and I went to school, they were called the Iowa Test of Basic Skills.
Mm-hmm.
It was a mouthful, okay? I know they're called different. I don't even know what they're called now. I know they're called something completely different now.
Yeah.
But they're still the same thing. It's all sorts of different tests from math, science, social studies. Some of them are timed.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so freaking stressful, dude.
I remember we would do like practice tests because they yes. really wanted you to like keep it moving so mm-hmm. that you at least finished in time.
Were you able to finish every single test in time?
Some of them, but I know there were like math was not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of it, it was like, okay, 2 minutes left. You might as well just pick C.
That's what they always told us. Mm-hmm. It was just pick one bubble and then just fill the rest in.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to do that on math, science, social studies, you name it. I had to do it. The grammar one. I know there was a grammar one. I had to just do it. Because Taylor, I could never finish a single one of those tests by the time limit was up.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it. But I think I found the adult version of the Iowa test, a basic skill.
So they're paying off.
Yeah, exactly. This is what they were prepping us for. The adult version of that whole testing is when you go to a doctor's office and you know how they make you fill out those like questions? They got like a buttload of questionnaires, mm-hmm. right? You got to get them done like as quickly as you possibly can because soon they're going to pull you back and be like, Destiny? Is there a Destiny?
Yep.
And I get stressed because I never get the freaking paperwork done before they go, Destiny? Is there a Destiny out here?
Mm.
I never, ever can because they give me too much paperwork. There's too many questions. You want to know how many pills I take? I don't remember all the medication I'm taking. It's too many. We're going to be here too long.
Mm.
And then you might know my family history. Oh my God, this is going to be forever.
Jeez.
And my primary doctor, I forget her name every single time, only because you're asking me on the spot.
Yeah.
I stress out about it. So then I have like 2 minutes to fill out all these 16 papers before they come back out there and say your name. And I never get it done. And then they'll be like, they say your name. And I'm like, well, I'm not done with my paperwork. And they're like, it's okay. Mm-hmm. No, it's not. Because it was stressed to me in school that it's not okay. Mm-hmm. Where are the bubbles? I can't fill C. There's not a C here for me to fill out for the rest of the way. I'm still stressed.
Can I throw you under the bus?
Why?
Because I heard you on the phone making this appointment. about a week ago.
Shut up. No, shut up. No, don't tie. No, don't. What? I know what you're going to say.
And what they do now is they say, okay, we're going to text you a questionnaire that you can fill out before you come in. It's that questionnaire. So you could do it on your own time at your own speed.
I knew you were going to throw me under
I got a part two. Okay. There's a part two to throwing you under the bus. Did you show up to your appointment 15 minutes early like they request?
Yes, I did. Actually, hold up.
Because that's why they
Taylor,
do it.
I did not fill out the paperwork like they texted me because I forgot to do it. It's on my notes, actually, over here on my computer. Mm-hmm. It says, fill out paperwork for dental. I never got to it.
Yeah.
However, my appointment was at 10:50 this morning. I arrived at 10:35.
Okay.
But they never said it. Like, I don't know if 10:50 was included in the 15 minutes early or 15 minutes.
I think
they never said.
Normally, it's 15 minutes before the time.
They never told me to come 15 minutes before 10:50. So I just showed up at 10:35. I was pretty proud of myself.
Okay, well, I will say that's good for you because I feel like they tell you that so that you have time to fill out.
Maybe that's why the first time today I finally got all the paperwork done. I actually got to hand it to the receptionist and then wait for them to call my name for the first time ever.
Okay.
I felt so cool. I was like, is this what it's like to get the Iowa Test of Basic Skills done before the time limit?
It's what it's like to show up early to something for once.
When you're sitting in the waiting room, you know, waiting for you to be called for your appointment, sometimes they play music and sometimes you just have to sit silence.
I hate that. That's so awkward.
When you have to sit in silence, that's the worst.
It's weird.
Yeah. And then you're like, do I talk to other people in the waiting room or do I just... pick my nose. Like, what do I do here right now?
Especially, I will say, at the doctor's office, that's especially horrible. Because if you just, like, sniffle once, you're like, please don't. I'm fine. I'm here for a physical. I'm not even sick. Don't look at me.
Exactly. And then you feel weird because you can hear everything. And you're like, this feels like a HIPAA violation.
Yeah,
you know what
like
I'm saying?
It.
Like, I feel like I'm part of a HIPAA violation.
It's weird.
Because you can hear the other person checking in and everything.
Yeah.
Well, I was at the dentist's office today, and they were playing music pretty loud, actually. I was not hating on it, but I was concerned that maybe people would be hating on the songs that they were picking.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if this was someone's personal playlist that just maybe got the aux cord or what, but I think next time, that person maybe shouldn't get the aux cord.
Oh, no.
Because they started playing Nickelback Far Away. Now, I was vibing, okay? I texted my sisters, who also are a big Nickelback fan, and I was like, guys, they're playing Nickelback at the doctor's office. This is a win. And they were excited for me. However, I know I was the only one who was excited about this. Everybody else hated it, I can guarantee. If you were sitting in the waiting room and you heard Nickelback, you probably were like, I already don't want to be here.
That's
and now you're playing Nickelback?
Say.
Are you kidding me right now?
That feels like a place that you would hear Nickelback unironically.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't love it, especially if it was a full Nickelback playlist.
Oh, well, no.
I'd probably be like, I got to reschedule. I can't.
And, you know, suddenly I got really sick, actually. I was vibing with it. I just was concerned everybody else hated being there.
Man, I feel like the playlist could really ruin the vibe, and if there is one song that I don't want to hear in any sort of waiting room, another one bites the dust.
My only concern is like, another one's biting the dust?
Is this a signal? Am I next? I have got to reschedule.
Especially if you're going into a physical.
Dude, right? What does that mean?
Or surgery. Like, what if they play that as surgery?
If I'm getting wheeled back for surgery, honestly, from
amnesia?
Anesthesia,
yeah.
Like, I'd be like,
if I heard that right after I took anesthesia, no. Actually, can you wake me up real quick? Like, slap me.
Did you switch procedures? Are you putting me down? I feel like you always get made fun of around the building for moving in, quote unquote.
Oh, I just thought you meant in general I get made fun of.
No. Well, whatever.
What do you mean, whatever?
You are a bag lady, okay? You always, like,
carry... I count, like, six of them.
Six bags around, and I've heard people before, and I've said it to, like, oh, you moving in? Like...
You should also see my desk.
You look like you're staying for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. My desk also looks like it.
I do believe you have leveled up, though.
Why?
Today, you came in toting groceries. Not for here. For home.
Yes, I did. Let me explain. I was trying to kill multiple birds with multiple stones. That's what I was trying to do. I had my dentist appointment earlier, and I was like, well, I got a couple of hours before I got to go to work. What am I going to do? Go home?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm going to go grocery shopping. But this isn't the first time. I did it last weekend, too. So I don't even know what I'm saying, like last week as well. So I went grocery shopping, but I can't leave my steak and my chicken in the car. That's disgusting.
Yeah, well, especially when it's 50 degrees outside.
Right. So I brought it all in. So it's all just sitting in the refrigerator. I'm just hoping to God, like, the 1600 boys ain't going to go eat my steak and my chicken.
Dude, one thing about men, I feel like they can smell raw meat from a mile away. Is that correct? Somebody correct me if I'm wrong.
They're going to correct you, I'm sure.
Somebody got steak in this building.
I'm going to eat it. Well, there's a grill in the back. They'll go find it, and they'll eat up the steak. I got all sorts of things. I mean, not only do I got steak and chicken, I got some yogurt, some fruit, and then what I would like to call the secret gold, which I shouldn't have got it because I'm on a diet right now. I found the Texas Roadhouse rolls in Walmart.
I hope you put a sticky note on those because those could be gone real quick.
No, I put them in the freezer. Everybody keep your paws off them.
Okay. If your name's not on it, it could go home with anybody, including me.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So the Grammys are this Sunday, which I feel like kind of snuck up on me out of nowhere.
It's usually around my birthday.
Nice.
That's how I can only remember.
Okay. Well,
Super Bowl and Grammys, baby.
Yeah, you're like sandwiched right in between.
That's why everybody forgets about me. I'm in the middle job.
Darn it. So the Grammys are this Sunday.
Back to the Grammy.
And whether you're going to watch it or not, there are some like interesting things happening, some records that could be broken. So I just kind of wanted to
Let me guess. Taylor Swift is a Grammy record breaker.
Potentially. So Taylor Swift is nominated for 6 Grammys, which is not the most, by the way. She's not performing.
What do you mean not the most?
She's not the most nominated this year.
Who's the most nominated?
Beyonce. Beyonce has 11 nominations.
Cowboy Carter, is that what it's for?
Correct. So she's potentially... No, she is going to break... She did. She broke a record. She has 11 nominations this year, and she was, after last year, tied with her husband, Jay-Z, for the most nominations total. Because she got 11 this year, she broke that tie, and now she is the most nominated. But back to Taylor Swift. She is nominated for 6 Grammys, which is still a ton. She's not performing, though, but it was announced yesterday she's a presenter.
Okay.
She'll be presenting an award for some category.
To who? We don't know.
We don't know yet.
It's got to be something big?
Probably, but it's also not going to be something...
That she's in.
Right, because that
doesn't
make sense.
And she's up for Song of the Year?
Record of the Year.
Record of the Year, sorry.
Album of the Year, Song of the Year.
So she's not going to be in those.
Best Pop Duo and Group Performance, Best Pop Vocal Album, and Best Music Video.
Well, then what on earth is she going to give away?
I don't know. She's not going to do Best New Artist.
Do they do anything like Icon or something of the Year, kind of like Billboard Music Awards do?
I don't know about that. So what she's presenting is kind of interesting.
Don't they do Best New Artist?
She won't do that because they always have the previous year's winner.
You're right, they do.
And that
Dang
was.
It, I don't know what she's going to do then.
That was Victoria Monet. So she'll probably present that to whoever's this year's. So already people are like, interesting. What's she going to be doing?
And she's just going to come out and say, Reputation is out.
Well, that's already what people are thinking because you know when she.
Oh my God, I'm clowning way too much.
She gets behind one of those mics and she starts doing weird, like, hand Easter eggs or what she's wearing. But she's presenting, right? But she's also up for 6 awards, so she could be doing an...
This is the 6th album, isn't it?
No.
Isn't Reputation the 6th album?
Oh, I don't know about that. I have no idea.
I'm clowning.
But I will tell you, she could make history because, well, she already did. She has been the most nominated female artist in the Album of the Year category because she's been nominated for that 7 times.
Jeez.
She's won... 4 of them. So if she wins this year with Tortured Poets Department, then she'll be the first ever to win 5 Album of the Years, which, you know, again, she gets behind that mic and
she's going to say something.
She starts announcing things. So who knows?
I've been a firm believer she will. She's dropping Reputation in February. I've been behind this for a while, so I think she's going to announce it.
It could be.
I'm a standby. I'm putting money on it. No, I'm not, but I'm going to.
One more thing with her that you're going to really be interested in is that, you know, she's got her song with Post Malone, Fortnite, which is up for Record of the Year and Song of the Year. And Post Malone's never won a Grammy.
Who's robbing my boyfriend of a Grammy?
He has been nominated, I think, I Googled it earlier. I think he's been nominated 11 times. He's never won. So he could win his first Grammy with Taylor Swift.
I'm going to cry.
I figured that would be the case.
Who has been robbing my boyfriend of a Grammy?
Well, the Academy. I don't know. So you better join quick.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I think Curly and I are failing to be in a relationship. Our relationship is not failing, but we are failing at being
a relationship.
In it. Here's the thing. I have been asking him for weeks, can we go to Red Lobster?
Oh my God, you've been talking about it forever.
I don't know. It just sounded really good. I haven't gone in forever. I need a Cheddar Bay biscuit in my mouth, okay? I need it badly. Now, I brought it up a long time ago, and we keep being like, yeah, we'll do it this weekend. Like, Fridays are normally our out-to-eat night. We either do takeout or grab-and-go or whatever. So we keep saying, okay, Friday night, we're going to go out-to-eat to Red Lobster. And we keep postponing it. Now, here's the thing. I know a lot of people are always like, oh my God, we never go out on dates. Like, this is so annoying. And the issue is neither of us are like that. We are both such homebodies, and we are creatures of habit, especially on Fridays. Like I said, we have this routine of order food, pick it up, chill on the couch all night, and enjoy each other's company. And we're both completely fine with that. But I'm like, are we the worst because we don't even want to go out to eat together? Not because we can't stand each other. We just don't want to get around to it.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on with us? So again, earlier this week, we're like, okay, Friday, we're going out to eat. We're going to do it. We're going to leave the house. Maybe 2 hours ago, he texted me and was like, should we postpone it? Maybe tomorrow? I'm like, you know what? Yeah, that sounds good. And then I was like, okay, are we ever going to get around to it? But I also don't want to go either. I just don't want to go out.
And you won't do pickup for it.
No, because we do pick up for a lot of stuff. Sushi, you name it,
mm-hmm.
Pasta. But I feel like this is something you got to eat in the restaurant. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I want it fresh. I want the whole experience. So I don't want to do pickup.
Gotcha. I know who you guys are, and I know especially you. You've been such a homebody person since before the show even started.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people always ask us, like, do you two hang out? And I'm like, no, we don't. She's a homebody.
I'm beyond a homebody. I love being at home.
She just loves being at home. And I don't hate on that. I've got to change who she is. If she doesn't want to go out, she doesn't want to go out.
Mm.
So I don't think that that's a problem because you guys find other ways to hang out. You're like grabbing something to eat.
Yeah.
You're doing a date night. It's just date night in.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that you're not going to a restaurant.
Right.
You're still dating each other. It's just inside.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But if you're if you're really, really wanting Red Lobster.
I want it.
I think you have to trick yourself some sort of way to get yourself to do it. I'm thinking you got to pick a day that you're going to do like a task that you just dread or that you absolutely cannot stand, and then make Red Lobster that like
the prize.
The prize. And you're already out. So it's like, well, you're already out. You might as well go to Red Lobster. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So like I'm thinking, I hate taking pop cans to the can shed. Right?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And I know you guys drink poppy a lot. Mm-hmm. So like it's got to be racking up pretty big pile right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the day that you guys got to take the poppy cans to the can shed, make it a treat that you guys get to treat yourself to Red Lobster after.
That's actually genius. I'm trying to think of what it is that we need to do.
Or even grocery shopping. Like, oh God, like we have to go grocery shopping or taking the car for a car wash. Nobody wants to do that. Well, we're already out. Now we might as well go to the restaurant.
Okay, I might try it. But then also I might start postponing the things that I actually need to do too. Like, I'll wash the car next week.
I heard the most annoying sound at the gym today, and that is why I only lasted 10 minutes there.
Dang.
I had to get out. I had to run.
That bad.
It was that bad. I was walking on the treadmill, minding my own business. I forgot my headphones. That was the first problem. But even if I had my headphones, I wouldn't have lasted because it was that loud, that annoying.
What was it? A chainsaw?
It was like a chainsaw. Now, I don't know, men, and your, I don't know what you want to call it, your tools and stuff, but it was like a chainsaw. Here's the dealio. Mm. You know, at your gym, you've got your treadmills, your ellipticals, your bikes, and they've always got a TV in front of it.
Yeah.
They're getting rid of the TVs at this location.
Oh.
Apparently, they don't work anymore. But the last couple of TVs that were remaining were impossible to get rid of, so they had to bring out like a saw-type machine,
mm-hmm.
and it was the loudest. It was the loudest thing ever, and the guy who had to do it looked over at me. He's like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, no, it's okay. I was like, I got to get out of here. How do I just keep walking for like 30 more seconds to make him not feel uncomfortable? But like, I got to get out of here. This is piercing my ears. And also not, I hate the gym in general. Nobody wants to be here. But right. Now your chainsawing thing. Now, I don't know what he's chainsawing. Again, I don't know men. I don't know tools. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he was doing. It was some stupid thing. Okay.
Yeah.
He's taking, he was originally using, they were using screwdrivers to get these TVs off, and this one wasn't unscrewing, so he had to get the chainsaw. Again, I don't know what it was, but it was loud, and it was stupid.
I mean, it's worse, because, did you say you forgot your headphones?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
So then it was really loud. And again, even if you had your headphones, I guarantee you would have heard it. I took a video of it, and I sent it to Neighborman. I said, good luck at the gym today, soldier, because you ain't going to enjoy it.
God, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a way to like use it as motivation, and I don't think I could have ever.
No. I started looking at other people in the gym, and I could tell they were just as annoyed. I'm like, I get you need to get rid of them, but like, pick a different time. 8 a.m.? I don't know. I get it. I was working out at 11, and they were probably like, oh, no one really works out at this time.
Random
sure.
time.
Right? Maybe 8 a.m. isn't a good time, because that's probably when everybody else works out, but.
That poor man, you literally probably made him feel so bad.
I didn't want to make him feel bad, but like I couldn't stand the sound anymore. I was getting irritated. I already hate the treadmill. I was on incline 15. Mm-hmm. I was at speed 2. I hated being there. And now you're involving a chainsaw? I'm out, dude. I'm out.
Okay, jeez.
Have you ever stuck in the waiting room at the dentist or doctor's office or, God forbid, the DMV?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I'm bored out of my mind. TikTok ain't TikToking, you know?
Yeah.
My Facebook is all politics, and I don't want to see that right now.
Yeah.
How about we make your day just a little bit better?
Yeah, you can see what questions Destiny has pulled out for Let's Get Quizzical the entire week.
Yeah, the last 5 trivia questions right there at KZIA.com. Just click on the Those Girls tab. Scroll down a little bit. You're going to see those trivia questions and the answers right there.
And then you can go home and trick your family or your significant other and be like, hey, guess what I learned today?
That is not what I thought you were going to say.
What?
I thought you were going to say, well, then when you get pulled back into the doctor's office.
Oh.
That you were going to like hit them with the trivia question.
Yeah. Skip you know, the small talk. Get right into when they're trivia.
When they're trying to ask you like, hey, you know, have you been smoking or drinking? You go, let me hit you with the trivia question.
Did you know?
Actually, let me not answer that question.
That's actually the most genius idea you've ever had.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
The goal for Let's Get Quizzical is always to keep it fun, entertaining, maybe make you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, it's the opposite. I'm really sorry.
I'm so happy to be here.
I forced you. I locked the doors. You can't get out.
I had no say in this.
Well, tonight's trivia question is about eating healthier.
Woohoo.
25% of people cut out this food at the beginning of the year in order to eat healthier. What is it?
Okay. Fun. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Taylor's like, I cut out nothing. The haters, that's what I cut out.
Cut out the haters. That's for sure.
25% of people cut out this food at the beginning of the year in order to eat healthier. What is it?
I bet even the people that were like, okay, I'm going to cut this out this year, they don't want to talk about it because they're sad about it.
Trust me, we are. I miss you, Crumble. I miss you.
Oh, my God.
I'll be back to
I will return. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
The point of Quizzical is to be fun and to make you feel good about yourself and make you forget about your work day or the errands you got to run.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ruining it.
You sure are.
Because I'm doing a pretty disappointing trivia question.
Pretty anti-fun, if I say so myself.
It's about eating healthier. Nobody wants to do it. Sometimes you have to do it, and it sucks.
And you don't want to talk about it.
Sure don't.
Yeah.
You'd rather talk about eating French fries.
I would love some French fries right now.
I was
now.
Craving it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Some crab rangoons, too, but we're not going to talk about that.
Oh, my God.
Yes. We're going to talk about how long I've been in the mood for those.
Don't get me started.
25% of people cut out this food at the beginning of the year in order to eat healthier. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029, but so far, 7772 said gluten. I feel like that's a popular one. That would be really hard.
It would be so hard.
I don't think I could do it. Although I will say there's a lot of gluten-free options.
They have
now
increased it, which is awesome.
More, but I still think I would have a really hard time doing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Kyle said candy. God, Kyle, I'm currently doing it. It sucks right now.
Yeah.
So I try to tell myself my protein bars are candy bars, and it's not the same. I'm like, this Snickers bar.
It's so not a Snickers bar at all.
But in my head, it's a Snickers bar.
Oh, keep telling yourself that. I got candy at my desk.
Nope.
Sorry. 9301 said donuts.
That was brutal when they had donuts in the jock meeting on Tuesday.
Yeah, there was donuts on the table. Donuts, I feel like I easily can say no to for some reason.
Yeah.
Cinnamon rolls, you'd have me. I ate one this morning.
God, that sounds so good. I haven't had one in. Don't tell me it was like more cinnamony than frosting, because that's the best kind.
More cinnamony than frosting?
I mean, like, it's like heavy in the cinnamon and like not that much frosting, because I'm not much of a frosting girly.
Oh, I am. I get my own separate tubs. I don't use that crap that comes in the tube. I like to get my own.
Oh, you talking about you did Pillsbury.
Yes, I did. Did you know you can air fry those things? I didn't.
Okay, wait. Back it up. You getting your own tub of frosting? Where are you getting the frosting from?
The cake aisle.
What are you doing? Like cake frosting for that?
Cream cheese frosting.
Ew. Oh, okay.
I don't want that nasty icing stuff. Ooh, nope. Okay. And I want as much as I want, which is a lot.
And then you air fried it.
I did. That was the first time for me.
And it was good.
You cut it into little bites, which makes you feel like you're eating less.
Stop it. Okay. Sorry. We're talking about eating healthier.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We are ruining people's diets. One cinnamon roll at a time.
It was delicious, if you were wondering. And I'm going to eat some more tomorrow morning.
You know how somebody just went skirt and they just took their car to the grocery store to get a cinnamon roll because of you. You ruined somebody's diet.
Air fry it. 350. 3 minutes. Flip. 2 minutes. You're good. You're welcome.
I don't know if they're thanking you or cursing your name. It's one of the two.
Either way, you're welcome.
25% of people cut out this food at the beginning of the year in order to eat healthier. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in 3 minutes.
I can't believe you're encouraging people.
I'm just saying it's very easy.
Three minutes, then flip, and then another 3 minutes.
Tell me last time you had a fresh cinnamon roll in less than 5 minutes. I'll wait.
25% of people cut out this food at the beginning of the year in order to eat healthier. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
25% of people cut out bread at the beginning of the year to eat healthier.
I am so sorry if that's you.
If that is you. Is Z102... Oh, wait, where'd it go?
Oh, sorry. My button's not very long.
Bring it back. Thank you. A Z102.9 DJ is thinking of you. And we are here for you on the Z102.9 text line. If you just... Where'd it go? Clearly, I've let out bread in my life too, okay? I'm very upset. If you ever just want to let it all out and Thank you.
I pressed the loop button. I didn't know I had that. Go on.
If you want to let out your anger to a Z102.9 DJ about Brett being gone, we're here for you on the text line. 319-200-1029. I mean, don't be mean to us. Be mean to the Brett, but we're here to take those texts.
Why are we being mean to Brett?
Because you cut out the bread.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm sorry for you. My thoughts are with you, but I am not standing with you because I'm going to continue to eat my bread.
You are standing alone in this fight, she says.
Good luck, soldier.
Tune in Monday night for another evening of Let's Get Quizzical with Destiny and those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I just can't wait to go home and make my stupid creation again.
Oh, God.
Telling you, I'm like Chef Gordon Ramsay over here.
Go ahead. Give the recipe.
I made a bagel thin. I toasted it in the toaster, took it out, and I put a little bit of peanut butter on it. And then the peanut butter melts because the bagel's still so hot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I put a little bit of chocolate chips on it. And then those melt, too, because the bagel's hot. Or if you want, pop it in the microwave just a little bit longer, and then they'll melt just even a little bit more. And that's my stupid creation I came up with that is stupid awesome.
It sounds pretty good. Like a sweet little treat.
Oh my God, I cannot wait. I'm like, can I skip dinner and go straight to the dessert?
Yeah, why not?
I know we're adults. We can do whatever the heck
we want. Whatever you want. You have inspired me. I feel like next time I go to the grocery store, I want to buy just chocolate chips just to see what I can toss them on.
All sorts of random crap.
Yeah, why not? Because you always need a sweet treat.
We have chocolate chips in our house. Like, I don't know why, but we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I will find any excuse to put chocolate chips on anything.
I'm going to need to do that just so I can start dipping random stuff
in it. Put
it
in your coffee.
Ooh.
Do it. Put it at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Put the coffee on top. Mm-hmm. Let it melt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What was the thought? Butterscotch would be good.
Stop it right now.
Or the white chocolate chips. Oh, my God. Or even peanut butter. If you got peanut butter, we got the peanut butter kind. Oh, my God. My stupid creations just keep getting stupid good.
I wasn't going to go to the grocery store till Sunday, but tomorrow might be my day to get chocolate chips and all these dessert chips.
Maybe I open a restaurant. It's just like dumb things done with chocolate chips.
Yeah, you could probably make it home at 9 p.m. when you're a gremlin.
Yeah, but people want to go to a restaurant and have somebody else do it for them. Come on.
You're right. You're right.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.